This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll take your calls in our next segment and talk to Harvey Duchendorf. At the bottom of the hour, Harvey is the author of The Other Kind of Smart, Simple Ways to Boost Your Emotional Intelligence for Greater Personal Effectiveness and Success. We're going to talk emotional intelligence, or EQ, as it's called. Harvey's got a great TED Talk, and he's also an author for, or a writer for Fast Company magazine. We'll talk to Harvey at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information, or you can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you're an entrepreneur or you have a fondness for nutrition, or nutrition has helped you in your life personally, or if you just want to be part of the billion-dollar health business, now is a great opportunity. Now is a great time to take advantage of a business opportunity, a home-based business opportunity. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, we'll have Harvey Duchendorf talking about EQ, emotional intelligence, at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. Want to continue talking about choline, the vitamin-like nutrient and its derivative, acetylcholine, and the relationship of blocking acetylcholine, the nerve transmitter, acetylcholine, to beauty. The deadly nightshade, that is belladonna, meaning pretty woman, as we said yesterday, has a history of both being used for murdering people and also for making people more beautiful. That's due to its active constituent, its deadly constituent atropine, named after the Greek goddess Atropa, who was one of the three sisters of fate. She was the sister that was responsible for cutting off life, for killing people. If you want to kill someone, atropine does make a perfect poison. You only need a few drops of it, and it's rapidly broken down upon death, and it leaves no trace. It is bitter. It's an alkaloid, and it's medicinal. It tastes pretty wicked, so historically, assassins would use it in food or wine. Belladonna atropine was also used historically by ancient Roman and medieval women to make their eyes wide. So it was assumed back then, as today, that when your eyes were wide, actually when your pupils were dilated technically, you were more attractive. And the same acetylcholine blocking property that induces paralysis and kills people also widens the pupils. And that was considered to be beautiful. Women would squeeze the juice out of belladonna berries and apply it directly to their eyes using a feather. Alternatively, they would use belladonna berry juice, if you will, as a toner and apply it to their face, take advantage of this vasodilating property that acetylcholine blocking would induce, and you get a nice rosy glow to your skin. Belladonna, or atropine actually, the atropine in belladonna, also makes your eyes appear darker. The pupil dilation effect makes your eyes look darker. Agatha Christie used this effect in her murder mysteries to give the hero, I forgot his name, a trick for disguising himself. Belladonna is a nightshade vegetable like tomatoes and peppers and eggplant and potatoes. And it's known for all of these so-called nightshades, or solanaceae vegetables, as they're technically called, are known for their inflammatory effects and immune-activating effects. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, or if you have an autoimmune disease, or if you have regular arthritis, or any inflammatory condition, it's probably a good idea to stay away from tomatoes or potatoes or eggplant or pepper, these solanaceae or nightshade vegetables. Belladonna is another nightshade vegetable. It's technically, it's colloquially called the deadly nightshade. Another nightshade vegetable that's really interesting is Jimson weed, also known as Datura. Jimson weed, or Datura, has become popular as a recreational drug recently. In fact, I was just reading an article here from the West Virginia Medical Journal about Jimson weed toxicity, the dangers of Jimson weed and its abuse by teenagers in the Kanawha Valley of West Virginia. Apparently, belladonna grows naturally in West Virginia. It's been used as a home remedy since the Revolutionary War. But now, because it grows so readily, can be found anywhere, kids apparently are using Jimson weed as a drug. That's because Datura, or Jimson weed, has got some really interesting psychedelic effects. Datura can induce these weird hallucinations that occur within a normal context. So you'll be sitting there talking to your friend, and then all of a sudden a gremlin will appear on your friend's shoulder, or an elf will appear just spontaneously as you're having a normal conversation. According to Dr. David Luke, a PhD from the University of Greenwich in London, the Datura experience is like a waking dream. He says that Datura is the only psychedelic that is a true hallucinogen. According to Dr. Luke, when you're on a Datura trip, quote, everything looks normal, and then you turn around and you're having a conversation with a werewolf, and that seems normal. And then you turn back and it disappears, unquote. I thought that was kind of interesting. Datura can induce hallucination effects, hallucinatory effects, of touch, of taste, of smell, fully immersive hallucinations where you're completely immersed in an experience and all your senses are in this hallucination. And many users have reported weird kinds of phenomena. One thing that happens is something called the phantom cigarette, where you're doing Datura and even if you're a non-smoker, you'll think that you're smoking a cigarette. You'll feel like you have a cigarette in your hand. You'll actually have an experience of a cigarette in your hand, even if there's no cigarette in your hand. They call it the phantom cigarette experience. And it's so real that when the cigarette disappears, users of Datura, people who are on this Datura trip, will actually find themselves on the floor frantically searching for their lost imaginary cigarette. South American ayahuascadores, people who guide ayahuasca journeys, I suppose you'd say. Ayahuasca is really interesting stuff. I'm definitely going to start talking about that a little bit. Ayahuasca is a brew that's made by South American shaman. People from the United States go down to Peru and I think it's Peru and Ecuador, and they drink this brew and they have these 8-hour hallucination journeys that are supposedly very spiritual and also very life transformative. Ayahuasca dories will add Datura to their ayahuasca brews to increase their potency. In Haiti, Datura, Jimson weed, is called the zombie cucumber, and it's used to make zombies. They actually have this stuff they call zombie powder, which actually literally turns victims into zombies. Zombies are living dead people. And there's a whole recipe for this zombie powder, and it utilizes Datura as one of the ingredients in this zombie powder. Zombie, the word zombie is a Haitian word. It's a part of the voodoo religion. And making a zombie is a two-step process. If you're interested in making a zombie, first you got to take the toxin from a pufferfish. Pufferfish are a really poisonous fish. They secrete this stuff called tetrodotoxin, which is 1,000 times more potent than cyanide. One pufferfish has enough tetrodotoxin to kill 30 people. And there's no antidote for tetrodotoxin either. So anyway, tetrodotoxin has this paralyzing effect, and it's step one in making zombie powder. And if you ever want to make a zombie, I don't know if you ever want to do that, but it's kind of interesting how they do this. We'll finish that up when we come back from our break. Take your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open for you. Got Harvey Duchendorf talking about emotional intelligence, EQ. Harvey's got a really cool TED talk on road rage, which is a classic example of low EQ, at least temporary low EQ. And he's got really interesting take on road rage and how you can take care of EQ, how you can improve EQ in general. We'll talk to Harvey Duchendorf at the bottom of the hour, and then if we have calls, we'll get them, take them. This segment, 844-236-6010. So, we're talking about acetylcholine, derivative of choline. Choline is a really underappreciated nutrient, vitamin-like nutrient. It is essential, although many healthcare professionals don't appreciate its essentiality because it only became essential about 20 years ago. So we haven't really known how important it was. Although we didn't know about choline for 150 years or so, it's in the nervous system. It plays a very important role in the nervous system. It's very important for fat metabolism. It's also important for liver health, and choline deficiency is associated with fatty liver disease. Supplementing with choline is probably a good idea. Eggs are probably nature's best source of choline, although choline is found in a lot of different foods. Green leafy vegetables will have some choline in them, and organ meats also will have choline. Choline is turned into something called acetylcholine, which plays a major role in mental health and neural health and the health of the muscles, health of the cardiovascular system. It's probably, along with adrenaline, one of the two major neurotransmitters in the body, and one of the first ones that we discovered. And working with acetylcholine is one of medicine's most important functions is either blocking acetylcholine or supporting acetylcholine. Blocking acetylcholine has all kinds of effects. Before we went to break, we were talking about zombie cucumber, which is the Haitian name for Datura or Jimson weed. And it gets the name because Datura, Jimson weed, block acetylcholine and create zombies. And if you want to create a zombie, for whatever reason, you want to create a zombie, it's a two-step process. The first step uses tetrodotoxin, which is a nasty poison that's secreted from the pufferfish, which is probably the most poisonous of all the fishes. Tetrodotoxin is 1,000 times more powerful than cyanide. So anyway, you make a zombie powder. It's a two-step process. First, the zombie is given the would-be zombie victim is given tetrodotoxin, and that has a paralyzing effect. It blocks acetylcholine, like Jimson weed does. And then stage two, they give them Datura or Jimson weed. And the net effect is you get this kind of, if you control the dose, if you do too much, you kill the person. But if you do just the right amount, you get this sustained zombie. The Datura makes the patient susceptible. The pufferfish makes the patient suggestible, I should say. And the tetrodotoxin makes them stiff, not totally paralyzed, but just kind of stumbling and stupefied. And the net effect is a zombie, a living dead person. From a medicinal standpoint, Datura, or Jimson weed, is used to treat digestive problems. And in ancient China, Datura was mixed with cannabis and wine, and it created a kind of social lubricant. It's also used to treat, in Chinese medicine, to treat colds and nervous conditions, anxiety and insomnia and such. But Datura is nasty. If you're thinking about using Datura for any kind of medicinal purposes, it is toxic stuff like belladonna. It can be deadly. It doesn't happen. It doesn't kill people. Fatalities are rare, but it is definitely not good stuff. Even though you can find Datura drops on the internet and Datura grows on the East Coast, particularly in the mountainous parts of the East Coast. But I certainly don't recommend that you use Datura or Jimson weed for anything, really. These medicinal properties of the acetylcholine blocking drugs, the solanaceae or acetylcholine blocking plants like solanaceae, belladonna, and Datura, Jimson weed, they have medicinal properties as well. They can raise your heart rate, they can dry up bodily secretions pre-surgery, and they're used as an antidote for pesticide poisoning, for mushroom poisoning. Also, atropine, which is the active ingredient in this in belladonna, is used as eye drops to treat eye swelling. If you ever go to the eye doctor and he puts drops in your eyes to dilate your pupils, those are probably atropine eye drops. And then there's another really interesting cosmetic application for acetylcholine blocking drugs, acetylcholine blocking pharmaceuticals, and that's Botox. Botox works by blocking acetylcholine. Botox works by blocking acetylcholine, relaxing the facial muscles, and you end up getting less wrinkles. It's also used, Botox is also used to treat eye spasms, and migraine headaches, and excessive sweating, all for the same reason. It has a relaxing effect. And this relaxing effect of Botox is the result of a miniature version of botulism. Botulism is a rare but extremely deadly disease as a result of poisoning by a bacterial toxin called botulinum toxin, made by the specific type of bacteria, Clostridium botulinum. This bacteria is typically found in foods, especially canned foods. That's why they tell you not to eat. If you ever get a canned food that's bent, they tell you not to eat the food from that can, because it's potentially, anyway, be contaminated with Clostridium botulinum and botulism toxin. Green beans, spinach, mushrooms, low-acid vegetables tend to be susceptible to botulinum poisoning or Clostridium botulinum poisoning, the bacteria. Green beans, mushrooms, beets, fish sometimes, canned tuna, smoked fish, ham, sausage. And then sometimes honey. There's something called infant botulinum or infant botulism, which can come from honey. So you got it's a really good idea to cook your honey or pasteurize your honey, although you do end up killing the enzymes and some of the vitamins when you do that. But still, heat does destroy botulinum toxins, so boiling your foods in general is probably a good idea if you suspect botulinum or botulism or food. Actually, boiling foods is probably a good idea no matter what, although it does ruin some of the nutritional value. Contaminated soil and untreated water are also sources of botulinum toxin. And then there are cosmetic ingredients that have Botox-like effects because they have a relaxing effect on wrinkles, and they do work pretty well. I've worked with them myself. The effects are temporary. They call them Botox-like substances. If you're interested in these Botox-like ingredients, they're basically peptides. Two of my favorites are called argireline and SNAP8. If you want to get they're called neuropeptides because they work on the neurology. If you're looking for a neuropeptide to relax your muscles in your cosmetic products, you want to get to the ingredient deck. It's always a good idea to read the ingredient deck and look for acetylhexapeptide 3. That's argireline. And then another one called acetylhexapeptide 8. And that is SNAP8. And they work sort of well. I used to put super high doses of them in my products. I haven't worked with them in a while. But if you put super high concentrations in a formulation, say 20% or 25%, you can get some skin tightening effects, but they are temporary. I don't really use them that much because they don't really address the skin health, although in the short term you have to go to a party or you have to go to some kind of event or have your pictures taken. They may be of some interest to you. Drugs that block acetylcholine can be spotted by their tendency to cause cotton mouth or dryness. If you ever smoked marijuana and got dry mouth from it, well, that's acetylcholine. Marijuana THC, I should say, the active ingredient in marijuana, is well known for blocking acetylcholine. Benadryl is a classic anticholinergic or acetylcholine drug. And recently, in the last couple of years anyway, it's been noted that people who take a lot of Benadryl are more susceptible to dementia and cognitive decline. Benadryl is a mild drug, but it is a drug nonetheless. And if you're taking a lot of it, you may want to be careful with that one. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Harvey Duchendorf coming up in our next segment. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign has filed an emergency injunction against Georgia election results. Election observers and critics have identified large amounts of problems with the Georgia election, claiming errors, questionable regulations, procedures, not adhering to procedures, some being possible fraud. The injunction was accompanied by 11 affidavits from poll workers and observers claiming voting or recount irregularities. Political consultant Dick Morris tells Newsmax election officials are intentionally hiding important information.
The problem in Georgia is that the state will not give us the list of people who voted. And they have that, and they will not turn it over to us. And we need that list to be able to call those people and find out if A, they're alive, and B, if they actually voted.
Thursday Night Football, Arizona Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As advertised, erosion of our Second Amendment rights should surprise no one if Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden gets to Pennsylvania Avenue. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
At least 20 million rifles and 150 million ammunition magazines would be caught up in the sales ban and registration scheme Joe Biden touted on the campaign trail. According to the National Shooting Sports Federation report, the new taxes would cost Americans more than $34 billion. Biden wants to ban the new sale of AR-15 rifles and similar firearms, as well as any ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds, sizes that come standard on most modern rifles and handguns. Biden also talking about a National Firearms Act, which would require gun owners to pay a $200 tax stamp for each item. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football will be a good one as Arizona heads up to the Emerald City to play the Seahawks. Both teams are 6-3 on the season. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson on confidence.
He likes to just keep climbing. And, you know, I think Vince Lombardi said something about that one time. I think he talked about just, you know, the man who's on top of the mountain didn't just get there. The guys that can keep getting up and keep swinging, you know, those are the players and those are the teams that keep overcoming. And what I do know about myself, I'm an overcomer. You know, I'm a guy who just, you know, I've been doubted before. One thing about me is, you know, I'm going to keep swinging.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. We have a search engine up on both pages, as well as the Longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. If you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, you can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got the longevity products also, and news stories and blog posts and various interviews that I've done, especially on criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you to John T. Collier for setting that one up. And then don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and check out our over 1,400 four- and five-star reviews at truthreview.com. We got Black Friday and Black Friday specials going now, and then Christmas specials coming up soon at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com, and our reviews are up at truthreviewed.com. Truthreviewed with a D.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Harvey Deutschendorf is an emotional intelligence expert. He's a speaker and a trainer, and the author of The Other Kind of Smart, Simple Ways to Boost Your Emotional Intelligence for Greater Personal Effectiveness and Success. He's also got a great TED Talk on emotional intelligence vis-a-vis road rage. And now is a super time to really start working on our emotional intelligence. It's really easy to get freaked out from an emotional standpoint and become emotionally retarded, emotionally stupid with all the stuff that's going on in the news today. Please welcome our very timely guest, Harvey Deutschendorf, to the Bright Side. Hey, Harvey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good to talk to you. Now's the time we really want to become emotionally savvy, don't you think?
Yes, there's no better time than now, Ben, for sure.
There's no better time than now. So would I be accurate to say that your specialty is road rage, or specialties?
That's one of the areas of emotional intelligence, and that's the one area where our emotions can cause us a lot of damage if we don't get them under control. So yeah.
I find that I consider myself to be emotionally intelligent, somewhat emotionally intelligent, but road rage, it seems, because you're threatened so badly. And isn't that when we become emotionally stupid, is when we're threatened, when our survival is threatened?
Yeah, we get into a fight and or flight mode right away, and we're unable to get our minds, our powerful thinking minds to really help us out if we get caught into our emotional state, and that basically controls us. So yeah, that's a very crucial thing, is to give ourselves some time out so that we're able to think things through before we so we can respond with our thinking brain instead of reacting strictly from our emotions.
But yet this is built into us. I mean, we are the descendants of ancestors who survived by freaking out.
Well, we needed our emotional brain, because we needed to get quick information. You know, when there was saber-toothed tigers around and there were animals that could kill us, we had to make a quick decision whether to fight or flight and run, because it was very quick. We don't have that need much anymore. But that primitive brain, which is also our emotional brain, is what's the thing that picks up signals from our environment. And if we find ourselves reacting to that, it takes about 6 seconds for the message to get to our thinking brain from our emotional brain. And if we get stuck in that emotional brain, we can do all kinds of rational or irrational things, and before we get a chance to think things through. So it's important to give ourselves that break, that cushion
six
of
seconds?
Time.
It's 6 seconds is all you need?
It takes about 6 seconds. If we can stop ourselves from reacting when we're getting really, really upset about something, it takes about 6 seconds. We're going to start, our emotions will start going down, and it's not likely that we're going to do something really rash or crazy. That time our thinking brains will get a chance, our neocortex to kick in, and we'll make better decisions at that time.
Well, that sounds theoretically great, but if you're in this emotionally retarded state, you're not going to know to take 6 seconds.
No, that's true. But the thing is, what we can do is practice doing something. I mean, when we find ourselves getting in that state, before we do, we just find ourselves getting upset. All you have to do is say, okay, count to 10, or think of something, whatever works for you, to get ourselves distracted from that. And as soon as we get ourselves distracted, we're okay. It's just when we get caught up in that, we're in the grips of that emotion, that we're in danger. But if we can get ourselves distracted, so whatever it takes to get ourselves there. For me, it's counting to 10. I start counting to 10 automatically, and by the time I get to about 6 or 7, you know, that urge to react is going down right away. And I tell the story about my own struggles with road rage in my TEDx talk and how that works for me. And, you know,
tell that story. It's an interesting story.
Yeah, well, I was driving along the other day, and it was a couple of years ago, and it was in the summer day, it was in the city, and I was in the right lane, and all of a sudden, this vehicle pulls right in front of me, and I actually had to slam on the brakes to avoid hitting it, and, you know, right away, I was thinking, oh, you know, my first reaction was to use both my hands, one for the horn and, you know,
the other
one
finger.
For the finger. And I realized when I have the urge to do that is I start counting to 10. If I'm counting, I'm starting counting, and I'm getting, you know, the urge to do that is going down. I'm not, you know, that's just an initial urge going down. And then as I start thinking, wonder why he cut in front of me. The original story I told myself was, of course, you know, he decided last minute he had to make a right turn. Instead of going around, you know, and taking a little extra time, he thought he'd just, you know, cut in front of this line of traffic and just about cause an accident. You know, I thought this guy's a jerk. And then when I was I started thinking, I wonder why he did that. I wasn't sure. I heard it. There's a siren was going down the lane that he came out of, and yeah. I hadn't heard it, but he was getting out of the way of an ambulance. So you can imagine how I would have felt if I'd given him the horn of the finger. Yeah.
Right. Does it seem to you that our culture encourages this kind of reaction, this low IQ reaction, like watching the news and commercial interest getting us to buy things and purchase things, and even things like horror movies? And seems like we're encouraged to go into that kind of reptilian way of being. What is that about?
Yeah, and I think that's, you're right. But the also thing is our attention span is getting much. Attention. We want immediate results. You know, we need immediate satisfaction, immediate results. You know, we're not willing to wait for anything any longer. So that's causing that problem as well. So our whole society is sort of on a speed. So, you know, on speed dial, and that's causing more problems. We're not relaxed. We're getting more and more stressed, that type of thing. And even now with the with COVID and stuff, we're stressed, and we take that out in our vehicles, and you know we're ready, primed anytime to, you know, get into our emotional brain and start to, you know, reacting. So we have to give ourselves some time, back off a little bit. Yeah,
we're encouraged to be reactive. In other words.
Yeah,
headlines encourage us, and
react immediate,
big bold print and exclamation points, all that.
Yeah.
All right, so when we come back from our break, Harvey, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some ways that we can boost emotional intelligence. Your book, The Other Kind of Smart: Simple Ways to Boost Your Intelligence. Harvey Deutschendorf is with us on The Bright Side. We'll be back with more about EQ and The Other Kind of Smart on The Bright Side right after this.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Harvey Deutschendorf. His book is The Other Kind of Smart, Simple Ways to Boost Your Emotional Intelligence for Greater Personal Effectiveness and Success. His website is theotherkindofsmart.com. Harvey's an author as well as a author for Fast Company magazine, as well as a got a great TED Talk video that I highly recommend. So, Harvey, you're talking about this kind of road rage sort of EQ suppressor, if you will. But isn't there another kind of like EQ suppressant effect that takes place like long term? Like if somebody does you wrong and you type out an email, for example, and you sort of stew on things. Doesn't that involve EQ as well?
Yeah, it does. That's the, you know, there's many different aspects of EQ, emotional intelligence, and basically the ability to, you know, not hold grudges or move on that type of thing is to be flexible and adaptable. And part of that is knowing yourself, being self-aware and being aware of other people. Getting to know how you affect other people, becoming aware of what other people may be thinking, may be feeling, that type of thing.
Empathy,
having empathy for what another person is going through, and realizing that you know what's happening may not be about you at all. It may be something different that the other person is going through, and being aware of all those different things just makes our relationships much more meaningful with other people. We can make better connections. We can understand people better. It starts with understanding ourselves and what triggers us and what makes us tick, and understanding how we show up to other people. So,
do you think we have a low EQ culture?
I think our EQ apparently is going down because of, well, first of all, our dependency upon our, you know, devices and things like that, where our attention span is, you know, is decreasing, things like that. So I think, you know, we're talking to each other less. We're more dependent on going through our device. And I think the other thing is this, the COVID thing as well. You know, we're not interacting, you know, face-to-face as much anymore. You know, it's through screen, Zoom fatigue, things like that. So, yeah, all of those things are affecting, I think, our emotional intelligence and anything that takes us away from interacting directly with each other, you know, getting, you know, recognizing body language, that's a sort of face-to-face interaction will lower our emotional intelligence.
Is our political system low EQ, would you say?
Is it working?
Is it low EQ? Is our political system low EQ?
Yeah, for the most part. It's basically, there's very little... you know, attempt to understand, you know, the other person and what they're saying and that thing and try to form connections. The political system is based on, you know, attacking the other person, finding faults and weaknesses, that type of thing. There's, you know, you know, we have to pull back and start to understand ourselves and try to understand the other person. And through that, that's how we make connections, and that's how we, you know, heal what is our political system is very, I think it's very wounded and very, you know, toxic at this time.
Would you say that religion at its best, not at its worst, but religion at its best is an EQ development system?
Oh, it is. Well, you know, I mean, you know, we're in the message, I guess, when you dig down to it from... you know, from all religions, is to be kind, to understand. You know, be kind, help people out, that type of thing. That's a message for connection, for understanding and stuff. But a lot of that, you know, it's sort of gone out of the window. So, you know, the real core, the real message is understanding, connection, helping one another, you know, and looking after each other. That's the core message there, I think. But.
Okay, so the other kind of smart is subtitled Simple Ways to Boost Your Emotional Intelligence. What are some simple ways that we can boost our emotional intelligence? Simple ways.
Well, I mean, the first thing is emotional self-awareness. Just spend about 10 minutes a day focusing, you know, on your feelings and thinking about, you know, when you're upset, what caused you to be upset. And you can take that. A lot of times what causes us to be upset isn't what actually happened. It triggers something that can go all the way back to childhood. Just becoming more self-aware of ourselves. And the other thing is... our assertiveness. We can practice asking for what we want. You know, we're in a restaurant and something isn't quite right, and we don't really want to be a pain, so we don't say anything. But you just practice saying, well, you know, politely, this, you know, could you take this back or whatever? This isn't quite the way it should be. You know, practice those kinds of things. And when we ask for something, you know, don't sort of say, well, I'm sorry to bother you or anything. Just ask very, very politely. Mm. Practice that. It may be uncomfortable at first if we have a problem with that, but do it, and it'll get easier over time. Just simple things like that. Relationships, listening to the other person, not just thinking about our response, which most of us do most of the time, just what we're going to respond, but actually listening and then asking questions and saying, well, tell me more about that. That will make people feel that they're being heard, because most of the time when we're in conversations, we feel we're not being heard, even if we don't agree with the person. That's okay. And the important thing is that we really... that we hear what they're saying, not necessarily have to agree, but that they're heard. Everybody needs to be heard, wants to be heard, and that's the beginning of making good connections, is that when we're heard.
Yes, this is something called active listening. Have you heard of this concept, active listening?
Oh, yes.
So in other words, you actually work at listening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, what I do is you can practice that with you know, somebody, your partner, or you know, anybody close to you. Sit and they can talk for 3 minutes, and all you repeat at the end of those 3 minutes. You repeat back what you heard them say. So, you know, you just practice that. You're not going to respond to anything they say. You just feed that back to them and practice this type of thing. And we're you know, you're not distracted by, oh, I got to respond or you know, this is, and feedback to them what they said. This is something we can all practice and get better at.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Did you use your EQ skills in child rearing? Seems to me like parenting would be a great place for EQ to have EQ skills, good EQ skills.
Well, I when I was parenting, I didn't really have the skills. I developed them one time, but I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Probably, yeah. It's something you develop through work, and I wasn't even aware of a lot of things, I think, you know, at the time. So, yeah, for sure.
It seems like we're collectively suffering from poor EQs, or parents with poor EQs as a culture. You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have a lot of pressure on that, and it takes time and it takes effort to practice EQ and to develop and things like that. And, you know, when we get rushed and we don't take the time to listen. And the big part of it is, you know, children not feel that they're being heard or listened to. It's not even that they're able to get, you know, what they want or anything, but just feeling heard, just feeling that somebody's taking the time to listen, will just go a long ways to developing much, much healthier relationships.
I always thought the kids who act out are manifesting not being the impact of not being listened to.
Yeah, they're not being heard. They feel they're not understood, and that type of thing. And you know, they act out. Where I think. Yeah, the important thing is to just listen and to not, we you know, our emotions are neither right or wrong. It's what we do with them that matters. So, I mean, we're all entitled to our feelings, to our emotions, and not to shut anybody down when they're expressing feelings, whatever they are. I mean,
how do you define an emotion? What is an emotion? What do you mean when you say an emotion?
Well, I mean, you know,
the strict definition.
It's mad, glad, sad. You know, they're feelings that come out. You know, they're either.
It's not a feeling in the body, though, is it?
Yeah, it is a feeling in the body. You can feel. You know, if you can. Probably people feel their emotions in different places. I usually feel mine in my stomach, in my gut. But you know, you can feel a tightness in your chest. You can feel it in your jaw. You know, that's a tightening or whatever. You can also feel good emotions. You know, joy,
love in the heart.
Yeah, love in the heart. Wherever you feel that, you can actually feel it someplace in your body.
All right, Harvey, that's it. We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. The book is The Other Kind of Smart, Simple Ways to Boost Your Emotional Intelligence for Greater Personal Effectiveness and Success. And the website is theotherkindofsmart.com. Thanks for joining us, Harvey. Have a beautiful day, buddy.
You too.
Harvey Deutschendorf, emotional intelligence expert, and that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.